In France, police have arrested more than 1,000 people after another weekend of violent protests in Paris where cars were burned, shops looted and major tourist sites shut down. More than 120,000 yellow vest protesters took to the streets of the capital for the fourth consecutive week to vent their anger at the President Emmanuel Macron for fuel tax increases and high living costs. As French authorities scramble to contain the chaos, the pressure is on the President to propose new solutions to quell the anger, as Bindi Bryce reports.
High-visibility yellow vests have become the symbol for the Paris riots and those who want President Emmanuel Macron to stand down. And for the fourth week in a row, they've created chaos in the streets of Paris. It's left to shopkeepers such as Grégory Carré to clean up the mess.
On peut comprendre le mouvement des gilets jaunes, mais là c'est...
You can understand the yellow vest movement, but this is completely unacceptable. Look around you. Everything is broken, damaged. All of the shops have had to close and pay money to shut everything up. And it happens every week. Everyone is losing business, and it is so violent that at the end of the day, nobody understands what's going on, what they want, what they don't want. There is no organisation, and all of the businesses in the area have to pay for the broken pots. It's dreadful what is happening. We have to look out.
Police have arrested more than 1,200 people, and Paris prosecutor Magistrate Remy Height says there is a pattern.
Les profils des personnes interpellées sont très proches.
The profiles of the people who were arrested look a lot like the profiles of those we have observed last week. The majority are men aged under 40, most of whom have no criminal record and who come from various French regions, from east to west. Among them are more notable elements who come from the far right and the far left.
The latest round of demonstrations has left dozens injured. Authorities in France have signalled their intention to crack down on the violence.
Mon parquet est pleinement décidé à ne pas laisser impuni.
My office is fully committed to not let the atrocities committed in Paris during these days of movement go unpunished. We cannot promote the idea or think that it is possible to come and break everything and to commit seriously violent acts without thinking of what the justice system will do.
Paris's landmarks, such as the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre, remain shut and focus has shifted to the impact the riots are having on France's economy. The President's Emmanuel Macron has praised the French police for their efforts, but has so far kept a low profile during the protests that have plunged his presidency into crisis.
Bindi Bryce with that report. You're listening to AM, where it's 13 minutes past 8.